News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, man, they are kicking. They are getting people back to work left and right. Now, I know these people personally, and so when I say this, I'm saying it not just from knowing how good a job they do, but what kind of people they are. So at ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And what they mean by that is they will help the companies that need help getting workers and put them in place. They'll do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter to them. They will help you fill out the ranks of your workforce. And listen, you know, the onesies and twosies, that works. And if you're looking for a job yourself, you're an individual just looking for work, they've got them posted on their website. The website is ZLAUSA.com. I would encourage you to check it out, whether you're an employer or a future employee. Go check out ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over the state of Alabama. And, oh, by the way, that's how you would find them to be able to start getting hooked up with getting more employees for your job site. ZLA Solutions. You can check them out at ZLAUSA.com. All right, listen, we're going into the next section of the Triple Dipper here in just a minute. So I ran long on that last segment because I was talking to Matt Clark, didn't want to lose the opportunity to finish up with him. But we're going to move to the next thing now. It's called the Triple Dipper, and it's a big deal, folks. Next thing on the Triple Dipper is called Keep on Trucking. I'm watching Copper type something on the board, and it caught my attention. I apologize. Keep on Trucking is related to this this thing going on up now in Canada, which is bleeding over into other places all around the nation. So Keep on Trucking. We're going to talk about the fight for liberty, the fight for, you know, moving forward. And yeah, it's important that we know for a fact that the rights mean something. Well, the crackdown began today, just so you know. And by the way, Copper, if you've got a caller on the line, I've got about a minute and a half, so we need to know what's going on with that. She's giving me the hold on. but yeah, up in Canada, it is big doings. Copper, you want me to take that call right now? Well, I tell you what, go ahead and tell him I apologize, but we may have to catch this afterwards. Tell you what, let's do it. Copper, let's quit talking about it. I got somebody on the line named Mo from Huntsville. Hey, Mo, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm all right. You, Phil? Hey, Phil, forgive me because I didn't catch the full context, but I just jumped in my car and I hear a lawyer and something about a politician saying that it is wrong to make or pass laws based on race in the state of Alabama. In the United States of America. And I just find that as a red-blooded tax-paying citizen, I just find that very amusing. And it can be done if it wants to be done, how it's always been done in this country.
Well, and I'm not sure if you know the context, Mo, so about a minute left, if I got that at all, is that the congressional district lines, the court rule came back and said, you got to draw new lines, Alabama, and you have to draw more black districts. And we're like, when is it
going to
be okay?
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
I understand. You think that's good? This is America, yes. Did we not do something similar in reverse in the past?
Not that was legal and was also, by the way, what caused the Voting Rights Act of 1965 to be put in place. And since then, Alabama's gotten free from the idea of drawing things according to race. So we're kind of freaking out over the fact that we're being told to now. That's what the deal is.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like history is repeating itself, but nice day.
Yeah, in the wrong direction. But, hey, Mo, got to go, man. Got to break. Thanks for the call, bud. Call back in sometime. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We're going to get back, and we're going to talk about Keep on Trucking. What's happening with the Freedom Convoy in Canada, and where's it going from here? News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Hey, breaking news right now, and I'm trying to go. So thank you to Caitlin, and thank you, by the way, to Congressman Mo Brooks, who just texted me. Apparently, he's still listening to the show. So both just texted me that, yes, while I was talking to Matt Clark, breaking news is the Supreme Court of the United States has sided with Alabama in the election redrawing case. So let me see if I can go. I think, but now I'm looking at the one that Caitlin sent me is, yes, WHNT Channel 19. Let me see if I can go to their website and pull down a clearer copy of what I'm looking at here. News. Go to WHNT Channel 19. There it is. SCOTUS sides with the GOP, with GOP in the Alabama election map case. So here we go. The Supreme Court on Monday, literally just breaking moments ago, the Supreme Court on Monday put on hold a lower court ruling that said that Alabama must draw new congressional districts before the 2022 elections, boosting Republican chances to hold the six of the state's seven districts. All right. By a 5-4 vote, ooh, that was close. The court's action by a 5-4 vote means the upcoming elections will be conducted under a map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature that contains one majority black district represented by a black Democrat in a state which more than a quarter of the population is black. All right, but keep in mind, that the way they word that makes it sound like we did something wrong. The reality is the districts are no different than what they've been for many years, which were approved by the courts in the past. And they're, the three-judge panel that we had to appeal from said that we had to go back and redraw on the basis of race, which in and of itself should be a violation of the Constitution and of the Voting Rights Act. It just, the whole thing got a lot of people scratching their heads like, what in God's name is happening? Any more on this that I can see? Alabama asked the Supreme Court to put the ruling on hold while it appeals, and the justices agreed. The state argued that it drew the new map guided by race-neutral principles and that the new map is similar to past maps, like I just said. More than a dozen mostly Republican-led states had also filed briefs, along with, you heard it a moment ago, Matt Clark from ACLL. So kind of cool. I just called Matt during the break, and I said, hey, man, while you and I were talking, lo and behold, they came back and ruled in our favor. And he goes, wait, and he pulled it up on his phone. He goes, on his computer, and he goes, hey, you're right, here it is. So basically it came in while we were on the phone together or while he was on the radio show. You can't ask for more breaking news than that. So, yeah, the story was posted at 4:30, literally as I was getting off the air with Matt. So that's big news. So what that means is, for instance, what that means is Casey Wardinsky, Dale Strong, all the other candidates running for Congressional District 5, they continue their race because they're not going to have their district lines changed at the last minute. It also means that down in South Alabama, Congressman Barry Moore and Congressman Jerry Carl run for re-election based upon their current districts, and they don't have to worry about having themselves drawn, the two of them drawn into one district. That was one of the fears of what could happen. It also means, by the way, that this is not necessarily over, because what could happen, if I'm reading this correctly, they just stayed it. Yes, I believe that's correct. So they just stayed this. They didn't rule on the merits of the claims. They just stayed. They're not making us redraw it with, you know, 90 days before the election. That's nice. But all that to say, they may still have to go ahead and fight the court fight, figure the thing out over time. And by the way, this has happened to Alabama before, where, you know, the district lines change before the next election. So they may fight this out, and it gets changed before the next election, which is only 2 years away. Hey, I got a caller on line three on this topic, so let me go ahead and grab it. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Mighty fine. I hope you are too.
And I am, sir.
Long time ago, my wife and I intentionally spent a lot of money and time and effort to move from one part of Madison County after I got out of the Army to another based on our school choices, based on how we wanted to vote, where we wanted to vote. What about all the effort that all of us put in to doing that for our kids and our family, just to have somebody try to redirect us where we want to spend our lives?
Oh, yeah. It's
and
it's,
we
it's absolutely.
All that effort. You have a good one, sir. Bye.
Absolutely, sir. You too. And he's right. I mean, there are people that live where they live for that reason. And I can just tell you, it's frustrating. In fact, what's really frustrating is when they start fine-tuning drawing those lines to the point that you can live on one street and have part of your street in one district and part of your street in another. I'm talking about things like school board districts and, you know, who's my congressman. When I represented District 10 in the state Senate, I had four counties. Two of those were virtually complete. All of Etowah, this a smidgen missing of Cherokee. And then I had parts of St. Clair, parts of DeKalb. Well, when they redrew the lines, DeKalb was initially upset because DeKalb got kind of carved up and they were going to wind up going from having two state senators to having like four. I pointed out to him, I said, you're not bad off. What that means is you've got a four-party delegation with more clout in Montgomery. But they were also concerned because if they want to get something done, they got to talk to four offices and not just two. But Brian's not wrong. There are times when people have literally chosen to be in a certain school board district, to get near to a certain school, to get into a place where they can vote for, you know, a certain party or person or office, only to have the lines redrawn. And that is part of redistricting, I'll be honest. Yeah, there's that. All right, listen, more on that as we go. I suspect that's going to be a storyline that we might develop more in the next day or two. But that's big doings, y'all. Breaking news right here on the show. We were talking to Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty about a ruling that we were hoping would come down soon from the Supreme Court. It literally came down as he and I were hanging up the phone, according to what I'm looking at here. And bam, just like that, it appears that we are safe to move forward with the congressional district lines as they stand for this election. And then we'll see whether or not the plaintiffs can prevail on the merits of their case altogether before the next election, which I think is far more fair. If they want to make their case, I mean, you can't, folks. This three-judge panel, I look at it and go, wow. And by the way, this was not like one of those three-judge panels where you look at it and go, all these liberal judges. Well, they were somewhat liberal, and Mo Brooks has expressed in open press that he believes that they were fairly liberal and should not have been appointed. Two of them were appointed by Trump. I don't know what their typical rulings from the bench have been like, but they were pretty liberal on this one. So yeah, there's that. I'm not even sure I'm going to get to topic three on the Triple Dipper or Keep on Trucking. It's such a fun segment that I hate to just start it and have very little time left. Hey, by the way, if you want to call in, we got time. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Hey, and listen, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. If you're thinking, okay, it's cold outside, I want a hot latte, I want a cappuccino, I want some good coffee, I want something that where they grind the beans and it's just good stuff. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, just the name alone should tell you. If you just love coffee, Just Love Coffee Cafe is a great location. Two locations, one in Madison, Hughes Road in Madison, and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. But Just Love Coffee Cafe also has a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that is par excellence. And I'm just saying, they got wraps, they got sandwiches, they got breakfast like you can get a womelet, which is one of my favorites. They've also got some amazing waffles, and they've got, you can eat, by the way, breakfast, lunch, or dinner menu any time of the day. So if you're like me and you like to eat breakfast for dinner, I love that. I mean, bacon and eggs for dinner is fine with me any day of the week. So yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. By the way, they have a promotional going. I'll tell you this real quick, and then I got a caller on the line. They got a promotional going right now just for Right Side listeners. If you will text the word Right Side, text the word Right Side to 87338. That's text the word Right Side to 87338. It will enter you into a promotional program for Just Love Coffee Cafe. I went the other day and got a free cappuccino with my womelet, and it was good. All right, there's enough of that. Let me go on to the call before I run out of time here. Chuck from Madison. Hey, Chuck, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Y'all doing a great job. You know, I've been listening about this constitutional carry thing that they're doing down there in Montgomery, and the thought occurred to me, well, you know, there's 28 states, I believe, that recognize an Alabama concealed carry permit. But
right.
if they pass this bill, and you, of course you don't need a permit to carry in Alabama, but hey, what if you go out of state?
Well, that's always going to be the thing. I mean, you're right, Chuck. So, yeah, if you go to another state, you're subject to the laws of that state. That's just the way it's going to wind up being. So if you go to Washington, D.C., where you can't even have a firearm, I mean, it's going to be
that's
going to be the law.
Too, but let's just say you go to Florida. You know, they recognize our concealed carry permits issued in Alabama. But if you don't have one, you know, just because you have constitutional carry in Alabama doesn't mean Florida is going for it.
No, you're right, and it's going to apply to people here under state law, but if you travel, you're going to be subject to whatever it is wherever you are. And I think I've even said in the Senate debates before that I'm for constitutional carry, but, you know, for that very reason, I remember saying that one time at the podium in the state Senate, is that, but, you know, if mm-hmm. I want to go to the beach, you know, down in Florida, or if I want to take a trip to, you know, any other state for that matter, I want to carry and not have to worry about whether I'm breaking their laws, so I'm just going to probably keep buying my
correct,
permit as long as that's the requirement.
You know, and I tend to carry when I leave my home area more so than when I'm here.
That's a great point. It's something to watch. You know, the nice thing is constitutional carry is starting to kind of sweep the nation, so maybe we'll get to the point that you don't have to worry about it. But anyway, hey, Chuck, I got to go to a break, man. Thanks for the call. You have a great day, bud. Appreciate you being in the audience. And Second Amendment, live free or die. All right, folks, got to take a break, come back, and wrap up this particular show. It's been a good one. I love it when we have breaking news, especially when it's on the topic that we're talking about at the time. You know why? Because Right Side Radio is current and active, and we can pivot to breaking news at any given time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And this is the biggest show across the afternoons of Northern Alabama. And listen, you can always track us too at rightsideradio.org. Just know that we're out there. No matter where you are in the world, you can tune into the show at rightsideradio.org. Hey, right before I go to some calls that I've got holding on the line, I'll be right there with them. Let me just tell you this, though. Temperatures are up and down right now. Some of y'all may be like Charlene and I, where we've had to actually turn on the air conditioning during the day, turn on the heat at night. I mean, it kind of, I hope it doesn't freak out my system. Well, if you have any problems at all with your heating and air, just know that one of our sponsors is Vandy's, that's with a V, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. I keep saying they're like a one-stop shop for HVAC repairs, installation, all of it, gas or electric. And the cool thing is they're open 6 days a week. So if you have something happen on a Friday night, you can get it fixed over the weekend, Monday through Saturday. The guys at Vandy's, they don't upsell you on stuff you don't need, and they really will come out there and give you a free estimate. And I love this, too. The owner of the company, James Vandergriff, he's a veteran of Afghanistan. So as a veteran of Afghanistan myself, I appreciate that. It's an owner-operated, veteran-owned business serving our community right here. If you need help with your heating and air, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Let me jump on the phones before we run out of time. I got Eric from Hartsel on line 5. Let me grab Eric. Hey, Eric, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Hey, Phil. Hey, I just wanted to respond to Chuck's phone call.
All right.
Just make sure the right information is out there. The constitutional carry bill does not do away with permits. It just makes them optional.
Okay. I'll check on that, Chuck. Eric, that's good information because I believe the bill's being amended, but you're probably right for the very reason that Chuck cited. If you have to go out of state, you need to have a concealed carry permit with you. So that would make sense.
That
Eric, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks for holding on, too. That's Eric from Hartsel. I got one more on line one. Let me grab Connie from Huntsville. Hey, Connie, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hi. I wanted to ask a question. The redistricting, they said that they sided with Alabama, but they may have to do it for the next election. So right. My question to you is, the next election is the presidential election. What will it do to that election?
It won't do anything to the, all this will deal with is the congressional districts. So we have seven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just
okay.
Purely congressional. Just purely congressional purely for Alabama congressional. Only.
Okay, yeah. That's what I needed to know. Thank you, sir.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Connie. Yeah, folks, just to clarify, there is nothing else affected by this. No local senators or state representatives, no school board districts, certainly nothing that affects your statewide or national elections. Like, this only deals with the seven congressional districts in the state of Alabama. We get seven. It's based on population. You know, they have only, like, I think they have two, or maybe it's one in Wyoming. They have, like, I don't know, 17 or something like that crazy in California. I've forgotten how many California has, but it's a lot. It's based on population. So Alabama, based upon the census that we just went through, there was fear that we were going to lose one, that we'd be down to six. And that was going to be bad for Alabama because we lose some clout in D.C. We have, we have literally serving congressmen and women who may not be able to run for re-election again because they might wind up getting drawn out of their districts. Well, ba-boom, Alabama turns out was doing okay. So our population grew. It freaked some people out in some of the more liberal states because New York and California are losing congressmen. Congress people, whatever you want to call them, Congress persons. Anyway, but Alabama, we maintained, we grew 5.1 something million people in the state of Alabama now. It's the same census, by the way, that suddenly found that Birmingham was no longer the biggest city in the state. That also freaked out some people. Birmingham is like within a hair's breadth of suddenly being the third largest city in the state. You know, it's funny how when you look at it, what's the most liberal city in the state? It's a fight between Birmingham and Montgomery, but I would dare say probably Birmingham. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin leading the charge on becoming the most liberal state in the Southeast, if he can do it. And funny how during the 10 years when he's been in office, Birmingham diminished in size, rose in crime rate, and became the second, almost third largest city in the nation. All right, folks, what a great show. We had breaking news. We had lots of good callers. We had topics that were hitting the mark. We had people calling in, asking questions. Love it. Love this audience. It's an honor to have this platform, and it's all because of y'all. Bunch of Right Side Ruffians. Thank you for making the show what it is, and we're going places. Let me just tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. Have a great night.